south coast of Pembrokeshire is lined with long sandy beaches, sheer cliffs and hidden little coves. These little coves were very busy in the olden days. Not in the daytime with people sunbathing or swimming in the sea. They were busy at night when smugglers were about. Smugglers used to use these little coves to bring in goods such as wine, brandy and whiskey. There is a very famous story about smuggling set here in Manorbier Castle. One day, a sailor called Captain Jack Furs came ashore and he told the local people that he had made his fortune on the sea and he's decided to have a go at farming and mining. So he leased out a bit of the castle land. But of course we know different. He hadn't entirely given up the sea. He had a small little boat that used to take up and down the coast, calling in at Freshwater East and Swan Lake Bay. You see, he was a smuggler. The locals became very friendly with him, and he was very friendly with some of them as well. He had a thriving business. He would bring in the goods, the whiskey, the wine, the brandy, and he would hide it in the castle cellars. Everything was going so well until one day, when Jack and his crew were out on his little boat, going along the coast, minding their own business, when all of a sudden, the king's revenue ships appeared on the horizon. A great chase ensued, with the king's mighty ships firing their guns at Jack's little boat. He sent his crew below deck as the bullets flew past their ears. Captain Jack shouted at his crew, "Get below deck, you lubbers, I will handle this." And he was a great sailor, and he knew the coastline very well. So he zigzagged his little boat in and out of the little coves where the king's mighty ships couldn't go. And then, when darkness fell, they could finally make their escape. After this little adventure, Captain Jack decided that maybe he should retire from the sea now. And that was the end of his smuggling career.